Even though a lot of times we do stand in honor of the word of the Lord, we'll be okay here today just to read from 1 Peter 1, verse 18. This is the New King James Version. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. And this is so powerful here. You were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Is there anybody here thankful for Calvary today? Praise the name of the Lord. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. And so I want to share with you from the Word of God and preach this simple thought, the value of a soul. Just a second. Okay. It's going to be okay. Everybody just breathe. We got all the music was right. Building was beautiful. A lot of guests. But the value of a soul, something's wrong right there. I don't want anybody to draw any attention to the AV booth, but the value of a soul. It's really a good message. So you could just, don't worry about that. That's no big deal. You don't mind that, right? Just a little error right there, right? You know where we're going with this message, right? Maybe they can fix it a little bit. The value of a, can you, oh boy. All right, I think it makes more sense now. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. I want to preach the value of a soul, but I think I'll preach the value of a soul until they figure out what's going on back there. And it's not exactly what I wanted to preach, but that's a cool looking graphic. So let me just give it a try. There we go. We're good. Let's think about it for just a moment, because I mean, you know, maybe the Lord's in this. Obviously, many of you know the soul is the bottom of your foot, but also you know that part of your sneaker there. Am I doing good so far? Can I get an amen? You know, not the heel, but that front part of your sneaker. That's your soul. So let's talk about that for just a minute. The value of a soul. Let's talk about that for a minute. How about this? I had a friend, and he told me just recently that he was in a store, and he saw a pair of sneakers that only cost $16,000. There's the value of a soul for you right there. That's pretty awesome. And then I did some research because I thought, man, that's a lot of money, but I just thought maybe sneakers go for that. I found a pair of sneakers from Nike that are $26,000, and they're actually motorized, and they're self-tying. Now, some of you parents of the little ones, that might be worth a little money for some self-tying sneakers. And so I thought if they're selling sneakers for $26,000, maybe $16,000 is a bargain for some people in some places. So I did a little bit more research, and I went from sneakers to shoes. I'm talking about the value of a soul here. And I found out that someone commissioned for a pair of men's shoes. Now, ladies' shoes, you might think, but men's shoes, $2 million. There they are. Now, we're not going to take an offering, but now, those shoes right there, more than 14,000 full-cut round white diamonds that are carefully set in white gold, and it's 340 carat shoes you're looking at right there. And so, you know, they said it took 2,000 man-hours to make those shoes. So for $2 million, those shoes can be yours. Just see them in the foyer and they'll help you with that. Now, I know there are some ladies here, and I don't want to sound like I'm trying to stereotype, but there are some ladies that are saying, you know, if a man is going to wear $2 million shoes, then I'm going to have to get my husband to go buy me a better pair than the pair I'm wearing right now. And so I did a little bit more research preaching about the value of a soul. And it's true. Ladies' shoes can run you some pretty serious coin. $15.1 million. There they are. And these high heels are set with some of the costliest and rarest gemstones in the world, like blue and pink diamonds. And that's it. The shoe is crafted from platinum, and some of it's surrounded in pure gold. And then there are 24 karat gold paint that's used, and 18 karat gold thread for $15 million shoes. The value of a soul. I'm preaching about that today. So now, I said all that to say this. $16,000 seems like a pretty good deal right now. I mean, if you're needing shoes, I mean, I'd rather spend $16,000 than $15 million. I did notice this morning when I put these shoes on that the sole is actually coming loose, which is kind of ironic. And I'm the kind of guy that I noticed this a couple Sundays ago, and I thought, well, I can eke out a few more Sundays. I didn't tell my wife. She would not have liked that on Easter Sunday, but if you stub your toe right now, the whole sole will bend back a little bit. But I can guarantee you, I'm not going to spend $16,000 for a pair of shoes, and I don't want anybody to buy me any shoes. By the way, that's not the purpose of this message. But I do want to say this: it's possible if sneakers for $16,000 has now become a bargain that our values might be a little bit off right now in the generation that we are a part of. What are the things you value today? What is valuable to you? Probably nobody in here sees sneakers as that valuable. Nobody in here sees shoes as that valuable. But what do you value? Some people value family. I would say that's very valuable. Some people value perseverance or honesty. I would say those are tremendous values. Some people value sneakers and shoes, but I think we're back on track here. Some people value faith, freedom, justice. They see these things as valuable. Some people value privacy. Some people value downtime. Some people value just a little bit of peace and quiet. That would be valuable. Some of you, I just preach right where you wish you were living just now. What are your values today? What really matters to you today? Some people value adventure. Some people value fitness. No amens. Well, where do you go from there? Some people value wealth. And you might think that those kind of people would buy $16,000 sneaker, but likely they value wealth way more than that. They just buy the $20 kind. But the point is this: you can tell what people value. You can tell. You talk to them for just a little bit. You can tell what matters to them. If I was to point out somebody here, or maybe show a picture of somebody that valued fitness, you could tell, right? You know, you could tell someone that doesn't value fitness. If I just take off this jacket, there's a difference. Your values, they make all the difference. You understand what I'm saying today? I'm way past sneakers right now, believe it or not. I'm trying to help us hear from God. The reality is this: if you value education, it's going to be obvious. If you value family, it's going to be obvious. If you value possessions, it's going to be obvious. How you spend, or hopefully how you invest your time and how you invest your money, that is going to prove to everybody around you what you value. And so I'm no longer preaching the value of a soul. I'm preaching the value of a soul. I hope you're staying with me. I'm just about to confuse myself. But Jesus said this in the book of Matthew, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" The reality is this, that every single one of us has to make a decision about what we're going to value in this life. And the hope of heaven is that with all of the values that we can amass in this life, someone will say, "I value the next life. I value eternity." And in that concept, I would just say, if you value something that is just beyond here and now, you value your soul. If you value something that has nothing to do with just the temporal or this world, you value your soul. Amen? In Ezekiel, we read this stunning news. The Lord says, Ezekiel 18 and verse 4, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." So I want to give you just a 1 minute Bible study here. Every single soul belongs to God. But as soon as someone enters into the arena of sin, we literally give the deed of our soul to the enemy of our soul. And now the Lord is looking from a distance and he's saying, "That soul belongs to me. But as long as that soul remains in sin, I can't redeem that soul. I can't rescue that soul. But if somewhere in a song or somewhere in a sermon or somewhere in a Sunday school class, I can get that soul to turn their heart towards me, no matter what the sin, no matter what the situation, if that soul will cry out to me, I can redeem that soul back to myself. I can rescue that soul." And that's Easter, my brothers and sisters. It is the value of our soul. Oh, I wonder if you can clap your hands. But don't just clap your hands. Lift your voice and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul." If I value my soul, I will value my relationship with God. And you'll be able to tell by the way I invest my time, my money, my soul. You'll be able to tell. If I value my soul, I will value my relationship with God. If we value our soul, we will value the Word of God and the house of God. Now, I know there are many people in our generation that believe that you can have a deep, growing, close walk with God and not even go to church. I don't want to debate that or argue that on Easter. At least you're here. But there needs to be some indication, if I value my soul, that I am investing my time and my money and my all into the clear understanding that the Word of God and the things of God, they mean a lot to me. They mean everything to me because I value my soul. Praise God. If people value a relationship with God, other people are going to notice. If people value eternity, other people are going to notice. If people value their soul, everything is going to be different. Because my soul is so valuable, I am going to do things that make it obvious. I've got lots of values, but oh, this is so valuable. This is my soul. So let me ask you, do you value your soul? Do you value your soul? And I want to make it even a little bit more direct, and you don't have to raise your hand or anything like that, but just think about it. Is your soul worth putting your faith in Jesus Christ? Is your soul worth putting your faith in His Word? Is your soul worth repentance? Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Jesus, I don't want my soul to belong to hell. I want my soul to belong to You. It's too valuable. Do we value our soul enough to put our faith in Jesus Christ and be baptized in the name of Jesus and have our sins washed away? Why would anybody do that? Because my soul is so valuable to me. Do we value our soul enough to put our faith in the Lord and say, Jesus, would You fill me with Your Spirit? Would You take over my life? If I value education, I'm going to put everything I have into education. I hope people do that. If I value family, I'm going to make family a high priority. I'm going to be the best family member I can be. But if I value my soul, bless God, I'm going to get into the presence of the Lord and I'm going to say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me in the waters of baptism and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with Your Spirit so I can live a life of overcoming power because I value my soul. Anybody ever repented of their sins that can say, man, it was awesome? Anybody ever been baptized in Jesus' name that can clap their hands and say, it was wonderful, it was powerful? Anybody ever been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, and they can say, thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, for the cross. It rescued my soul. Praise God. Praise God. It just seems like we are seeing less and less value placed on a soul. We talked about Sri Lanka, and just about any day of the week, you can check into the news and senseless killing, senseless violence, and senseless hatred. And all of it is ripping apart our value system. I mean, we just are losing our value for life from the womb and then to the tomb. It just doesn't matter. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, with that attack against our value system, all of a sudden, something so valuable starts to lose its value. And I'm so busy with things that really aren't valuable to me. And I'm forgetting about the value of my soul. On this Easter Sunday, as I bring this message to a close in just a few moments, is there anybody that would join me in a simple prayer? Jesus, Help me to make sure that my actions, that my time, that my money, that my life reflects my values, that my soul means everything. And so the Lord says in His word, as the musicians come, you are not redeemed with corruptible things. Whatever money you can put together to buy them souls, that's not how your soul was purchased. Your soul was redeemed. My soul was redeemed with the blood of Jesus. And so when I talk about the value of a soul, I know there are things that we can do that indicate how much value we place on our soul. But nothing we could ever do could take the place of what Jesus did to say your soul is valuable. And you know what I love about that message? The message of the cross, the message of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. I love the fact that with all of the messages from this world that devalue life, it doesn't take too many of those messages to hit you personally until you think, maybe my life doesn't matter much to anybody. Maybe my soul doesn't really matter at all. If I live, I live. If I die, I die. You don't really think it matters at all. But it matters to Him. It matters to Him. Because He purchased your soul with His blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The songwriter said it this way: you thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everybody I know you thought I was valuable. That's Easter, brothers and sisters. That's why He died. That's why He conquered death. That's why He rose again. He thought you were valuable. Well, let's all stand together and clap our hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah! So I want to ask you as we close, if you are in this sanctuary and you have been struggling with addiction, how much would you pay to know that that addiction would never, never control your soul again? Wow, that's valuable. I thank God for the testimony of my uncle, addicted to alcohol, successful business, great family, but alcohol was destroying it all. But he made it to an old-fashioned altar. And he gave his soul to the one that died for him. He was completely delivered from his addiction. He became a preacher, started a dozen churches. No wonder Jesus said, I'll die for that soul. That soul is valuable. The world says that soul's a drunk, but I say that soul is valuable. The world says that soul's an addict, but I say no way. That soul belongs to me. How much would you pay today if I could say, depression will be absolutely annihilated in your life. You'll never have to deal with it again. It's gone. That would be valuable. We have a sweet sister that sang in the choir today. Her soul had gotten so beat up by life, she decided to take her life. And she also decided, you know, I got these small kids, and they're going to be destroyed in this nasty world. So I'll take my life and their life simultaneously. Drive off the side of the road, over the embankment, and that'll be it. That's what this world does to our soul. But she made it to a Pentecostal altar. She made it to a place where she could cry out to God and say, Jesus, here's my soul. And I've been beat up and abused, and I've been treated so unkindly by this world that I don't think my soul's worth anything. And Jesus said, no, 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 no. I died for your soul. I died for your soul. And that was probably nearly 25 years ago or more. And she's living for God. She gave the Lord her soul. It's the best decision. And really, if you look all around you, this sanctuary is filled with people today that realize Easter is not just a story. It's the reality that Jesus paid it all. And the way we close our services here, and if you have to slip out, we understand. We're so thankful that you came. But we close our services here every time with an appeal for everyone that can to come to the altar, whether you have a sickness or a circumstance, whatever's plaguing your soul. Maybe it's just sin, good old-fashioned sin. You're welcome here. We're all sinners. Please, this is one church where you'll fit right in. Because the only answer for sin is to say, here's my soul, Jesus. Here's my soul. And you may have thought that your sin or your circumstance has made you reach a point where you think that you are not valuable to anyone. But he died for you. He thought you were worth saving. Would you close your eyes with me right now? Lord Jesus, empty us of every fear right now. Empty us of every doubt right now. Help us, God, to respond to your word, to your presence right now. Let the power of the Holy Ghost intervene in the name of Jesus. Anybody want to come and pray? Anybody want to come and pray? Anybody want to come and say, oh, I'm so glad, God. I'm so glad, God. I'm so glad my life has value. I'm so glad my life has value. I'm so glad my life has value. Here's my soul, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, would you come and pray? Would you come and pray? Why? Because my soul is valuable. My soul is valuable. My soul is valuable.